You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU, and I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, in the studio with a special guest who is having a return during Class Eclectic. It's Janice Peterson of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra, the concertmaster, and also string player, and she's here to tell us about the second installment in the Summer Strings Concert Series. Good morning, Janice. How are
good
you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Good. It's good to have you back here. And
staying cool in this fun.
Yeah, down in the studio, it's, oh man, you know, it's the thing that we always look forward to, and then it goes away so soon. So since it is summer, it's nice to be able to have some opportunities for some string players as well. We talked last time about the first in the concert series down at the Marquette Commons. How did that go?
That was an absolutely wonderful success. We had great support from the community. All the musicians were really, really taken by how supportive our community is. They estimated about 300 people in the Commons. Mm-hmm. They were very generous with their donations, and the orchestra members all had a very, very positive experience. So it was a good time, and we're looking forward to our concert on Wednesday.
Right. So this is going to be the second in the series, a bit of a follow-up, and I guess we could say a little bit of an expansion of the first go-around. We had the special guest, Daryl Syria, during that first performance, and now we've got some more people that are coming to kind of come together for the second in the series. Could you tell us who is going to be performing at this the next concert?
Yes. So this concert will start at 6:30 with our opening act. And the opening act is the chamber players from the Superior String Alliance. The String Alliance has a camp in the summertime for elementary through, actually this year they're having a one-day adult camp.
Right.
And they bring in faculty from around the Midwest, I guess I would say. And they are all very fine musicians and performers. So the week before the camp begins, the chamber players from the camp travel around and perform. And they needed a place and a date in Marquette. And since we had our ORDOC location for Wednesday night, we invited them to be our opening act.
That's very cool. And an opportunity to see lots of different string players coming together, and in a really cool space to do that too. So that'll be a nice opportunity. So the event is called Bows and Brews, and that'll be at the ORDOC this Wednesday the 18th, like you said, starting at 6:30 p.m. And like the first concert, is there any charge for this?
No, this is a free event. We will be taking donations, and the String Alliance will have some envelopes if anybody would like to mail in a contribution to the String Alliance project. There will be opportunity for that.
Yeah, and with those donations, they can either go towards, you know, funding future summer strings concerts, things like that. And then I know they're also looking for tuition money for campers for the Superior String Alliance. So there's lots of good causes that these donations can go towards. So
absolutely.
And now for this concert, there's a little different lineup for
yes,
the summer strings.
Because it's at the ORDOC, we are playing a little bit more folk and we have a couple of classical. We're doing a Baroque piece and a Mozart piece that are very, very exciting. And we're doing a couple of, like, one more modern classical piece that was written by a contemporary composer, Paul Ware. It's very exciting. It's called Preludio. And we all love playing it. Because Hiawatha is this weekend, we've thrown in the Folk Tune and Fiddle Dance by Percy Fletcher. That's a lot of fun. And an Irish arrangement after the Battle of Aughrim that the orchestra is really enjoying.
Yeah.
Then we have a bossa nova. We're playing Take Five. We have a piece called Funky, Funky, Funky that has lots of really interesting rhythms. And it's been a little bit of a challenge because the rhythms are hard to read. If you hear it, it's really easy to play by ear. But when you look at it on the page, it kind of makes your eyes blink a little bit.
Right.
And then we're ending the concert with the Journey song, Any Way You Want It.
Oh, nice.
And we have the String Alliance players joining us for that.
Oh, good.
So we're going to rock the house.
Yeah, that sounds great. It sounds like a more of a rootsy performance, and like you said, kind of a rockin' performance as well to bring to the upstairs of the ORDOC Brewing Company.
Right.
So that sounds like a great time.
And the personnel for that, this concert is a little different. Because of vacations and summer schedules, it's hard to get everybody to be there for everything. So we have a different group this time. About half of the members of the orchestra are different. And they include, I just think it's so interesting, we have a dentist, we have a physician assistant, we have two high school students who are regular members of the Market Symphony, one college student, several string teachers from the area, and freelance performers. And we also have a TV6 personality who acts as our announcer.
Yeah, it's a great combination of folks from all walks of life that have that music to share that bond together and come together to have a really good time, too. I mean, it sounds like mm-hmm. it's fun to work on this music and also to perform it, so that's lovely.
And they do put in their time. They learn the music on their own and come to the first rehearsal ready. Several of them, after the first rehearsal, told me that they were looking for these pieces on YouTube. And so they are serious about doing a good job.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fun to be with these people.
Yeah, and like you said, you have a lot that are from the orchestra throughout the seasons, too. So they're kind of in that mindset of, I get the music, I'm going to work on it and have it ready to go, you know, yep. for those rehearsals, too.
Everybody in the group is a regular member of the Market Symphony. We have another, I was thinking about this on the way over here, we have people from Marquette, Nagani, Ishpeming that play with us, and we now have one of our members has moved to Baraga, but he's back to play with us.
Oh, good.
So it's neat.
Yeah, excellent. Well, it sounds like a good time once again. Different venue for the second in the Summer Strings Concert Series is still in Marquette at the Ordock Brewing Company this Wednesday, July 18th, beginning at 6:30 this time, with the Superior String Alliance Chamber Players being the kickoff there, and then the Marquette Symphony Orchestra Summer Strings. And this is in partnership again with the Hiawatha Music Co-op. A full week of activities and lots of fun things, so make sure you put this on your calendar for this Wednesday. Brought to you from the Marquette Arts and Culture Center, Superior String Alliance, Marquette Symphony Orchestra, Hiawatha Music Co-op, National Endowment for the Arts. There's all sorts of good people coming together to make these kind of events happen. So, and once again, we're speaking with Janice Peterson from the Marquette Symphony Orchestra and the concertmaster and string player extraordinaire there as well. So thank you so much for coming by again, Janice, to talk about the concert series.
Thank you so much for including us in your programming.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.